You don't cave in. You don't quit. You go to the Word of God. If your body armor slipped, you put it back on. You make sure you're walking in love. Love and faith are the body armor. Amen.
God has given us His own armor to wear into battle against the enemy, but it won't protect us until we put it on. Join us for the Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland encourages you to put on the body armor of faith and love.
We started talking about earlier in the week three things. We talked about why people are not receiving, why things don't move any faster than we... Well, let's just say why they don't move as fast as we want them to sometimes is because we don't implement the things of God enough. We don't implement, use our words forcefully enough. We don't say. Scripture says we can have what we say. So what do? When we get sick or broke or sad or disgusted, what do? We say, I'm broke, I'm sick, I'm disgusted. No, that wasn't what He meant to say. For us to say, that's not what He meant for us to say. He meant for us to say, I'm healed.
That's right.
Say. You can have what you say. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. That's the way faith works. And so they went up. They had to go up armed. They had to go up and take territory. They had to whip the bad people. And we have to take territory too.
That's right.
We have to whip, not people, but we have to whip. We have to really... You could say we have to whip a defeated foe.
That's right.
Only a wimp cannot whip a defeated foe.
Come on. Come on, girl.
Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
Jesus has defeated our enemy. He has defeated Satan.
Right.
He made a show of them openly, the Bible says.
Right.
He defeated him. Where did He defeat him? He went right to his hometown.
Right.
Where was that? Hell. And He defeated him, and He left him nothing.
Right.
Nothing but a lie. He just left Satan nothing. Satan's got nothing. If you'll stand against him, he's got nothing except talk.
Right.
In our day and age, we say talk is cheap.
That's right.
Satan's got nothing but talk.
That's right.
If we don't enforce what Jesus did, and we don't use the name, we've got the name to use. If we don't use the name on him, the name of Jesus, he'll continue to run over our lives. Now you got to get a grip and begin to take authority in your life. If you've got children out there in the world, you take authority over those devils that are pushing them in the wrong direction. You tell the devil, that's my child, and you can't have him in Jesus' name. If you're having problems in your with the lack of money, you tell the devil to get his hands off your money. Oh, Gloria, surely. You don't believe there's a devil. That's old-fashioned. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. If you don't believe there's a devil, you won't be telling him to get out. And he will not get out unless he's driven out. He does not wait for an invitation. I mean, he's a thief. Do you have to send an invitation to a thief and say, come to my house about midnight, I'll be sound asleep by then? No, thieves don't have to have an invitation. And we need to be strong. And we need to be bold. We can't be timid, not spiritually, not even in the natural, when it comes to the devil and to taking our authority and standing for what belongs to us. Let's look at this scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 8. I I really don't. If you don't have a New Living, just let me read it to you. I really don't need to write you about how and when all this will happen. He's been talking about, just above that, he's been talking about something really great, and that's the catching away of the church. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and with the call of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, all the Christians who have died will rise from the grave. I expect to be alive on the earth to see this. All the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. So comfort and encourage each other with these words. So I'll just throw those in at you today to encourage you. 5:1 says, I really don't need to write to you about how and when this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. When people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall upon them as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born. And there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark. I'm telling you, the Bible says you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes as a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the night, the darkness and night, so be on your guard, not asleep like others. We are to stay on guard. Stay alert and be sober. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly. Now here's where I'm going. Protected by the body armor of faith and love. That's another reason that we don't receive, we don't keep the commandment of love. And we don't walk in faith. So we're to stay protected by the body armor of faith and love. That is our armor. That's our protection. And wearing the helmet and confidence of our salvation. Glory to God. For God decided to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. He died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. I'm encouraging you with these words today. Jesus is coming soon. And we are going to be ready. We are putting on the body armor of faith and love and wearing the helmet, our helmet, the confidence of our salvation. If you're new and you've never really had time much to spend in the Word of God, I can tell you it's a wonderful thing to live in the confidence of your salvation. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to stay in the Word and find out until you're convinced that God loves you and he cares for you and he'll see to you and you can have faith in him and you will not be disappointed. I'm telling you, the world cannot hurt you, defeat you. Satan can't lie to you enough to make you believe when you get in that place of faith and confidence in the Word of God. You know, you can't believe the lies of the devil because you believe the Word of God too much. You already have heard from the Bible. You'll know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That says everything, doesn't it? So when bad things happen or this or that or that comes up or they tell you got sickness or disease in your body or your business goes bankrupt or you lose your job or whatever, words like that come up in you. No weapon formed against me will prosper. All things work together for my good. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And who is it the Bible says loves the Lord? Those who do his word love him. If you want to know if you love the Lord, it's do you obey him? If you obey him according to the Bible, you love him. Glory to God. Let's look at a couple of armor scriptures. Let's look at Ephesians 6. We have to engage. The reason you don't receive sometimes is because you don't engage. When you begin to believe God to get out of debt, you have to engage with your faith. You have to engage and resist the temptation to give up or to say there's no way or whatever, you know. Or if you're believing God for your healing, you have to engage. That means you take action. That means you do whatever it takes. Amen? So here in Ephesians 6, we have to engage. It tells us what to do. It says, put on in verse 11. Well, let's look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on. You put on. Do you wait for God to put it on you? No, you have to put it on. You have to engage in this battle. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I think the Amplified uses the word pressure of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. That is a direct command. Do it. Amen. Do we have a choice about it? No, not if we want to be victorious. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. According to this, we're going to have to wrestle. According to this, we have an enemy who's come to kill, steal, and destroy, as the Bible says. That's what it's talking about. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That word armor comes from a word that means circle. Take unto you the whole armor of God. The armor encircles you. An armadillo has a shell that encircles him. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. That's the first thing it takes to be victorious. If you don't know the truth, you don't know any better than to believe what the devil says or what other people say about you or your situation. So you have to be girded about with the truth. And you have to have on the blessed breastplate of righteousness. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. You've been born again. You've been made the righteousness of God. And you're walking in that righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you know the gospel. You know what the word says. Above all, now above all, you've got those other things, but now in addition to all that, you must do this. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith is absolutely positively necessary. Now, when Ken and I learned how to walk by faith, we learned how to change our circumstances. We were believers for a good while, and we were spirit-filled believers before that, but we just didn't know what to do. You know, but once you know what to do, you can do it. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So you take action, hallelujah. You put the shield up. You walk by faith. You put on as this says, you put on the armor, the body armor of light, hallelujah, and faith. Bless the Lord. The whole armor, verse 13 says. The shield of faith, in verse 16, stops, above all, taking the shield of faith, it stops all the fiery darts of the wicked, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But what do you have to do? You have to engage. You have to take it. Really, you shouldn't wait till trouble comes your way. You should just keep your shield up all the time and keep trouble away from you. But that is the best thing to do. But if you haven't done that, then when trouble comes, you got to get busy. And you got to put that faith out there. How does faith come? By hearing the word. How does it go? By saying the word. By saying what you believe. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The body armor, as 1 Thessalonians said, of faith and love. The body armor of faith and love. The whole armor. Verse 16 says the shield of faith stops all the fiery darts of the wicked. So faith and love is the body armor, and we know that love is our commandment. So if we're not walking in love, we're disobedient. So right there, we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable if we're not walking in love. So we're going to look at that in just a few minutes. And verse 17 says, take the word and prayer always. Now let's look at some familiar faith scriptures. Well, Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith works by love. So love and faith are the keys to our victory here in the earth. Love and faith are the body armor. Amen? According to 2 Thessalonians 5:1-8, the body armor. So the shield of faith stops all the fiery darts. Now, Mark 11, we know this scripture, but it's not what you know, it's what you actually do with it. It says, Jesus said, you know you know this well, but this is how you teach faith. This is where faith is. So we're going to talk about it again. They walked by the fig tree. Jesus went to get fruit. There was no fruit on it. And so they went on somewhere else. And then on the way back, they passed the fig tree. And it says in the morning, in verse 20, Mark 11. Now we fail to engage right here in Mark 11 about 99% of the time when there's a problem. If you're just normal Christians. If you hadn't been trained years and years and years, this is where you miss it a lot, right here. In the morning they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto them, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily, or I tell you the truth, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe what he believed, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Look at that. It says, say, I say, shall say, he say, he shall have, he saith is in there all those times. What you say is your faith speaking. That's the bad news, or the good news, depending on where you are. But the good news is you have authority over what you say. Nobody can make you say. It's what you hear with your ears that gets down into your heart, and what you see with your eyes that gets down into your heart that comes out your mouth. So if you want to say right and say the word, you put the word in your eyes and your ears, and it comes out your mouth, and it says deliverance. It says the word. It says what it's been sent to do. Hallelujah. I remember when I was listening to Brother Hagin's tape on You Can Have What You Say. And I was taking notes. And I was listening to this, you know, reel-to-reel, back in the olden days, reel-to-reel tape on You Can Have What You Say. And I was just writing down all these notes about saying. And this came up in me. In consistency lies the power. What you continually say with your mouth comes to pass in your life. Why is that? Because it's spirit words. It comes out of your heart. Your heart, you are a spirit. And it, your, what you say here in your spirit comes out your mouth. And so if you're getting the wrong thing in your life, you need to first of all see what you're putting in. First of all, see what you're saying in your mouth, with your mouth, about those problems. Are you telling people you're sick? Are you, people say, how are you? Are you saying, well, I've been diagnosed with cancer? Are you saying that? You could say, I've been diagnosed with it, I guess, but you can't say, I've got it. You can't say, I've got cancer. You can't take it. Because if you take it, you've got it. Or if it's money, you can't go around talking about lack all the time. We had to learn, right there in Tulsa, we had to learn to speak abundance while we experience lack. People have to learn to speak healing while they're experiencing sickness, if you want to come out of it. Now, the way you change your mouth is to change what's in your heart. And the way you change what's in your heart is to change what goes in your eyes and in your ears, that gets down into your heart, and then it comes out your mouth. So if you're trying to change your talk without the word going in your eyes and your ears, that's not the way it's made to work. You know, it's a mental thing then. But whatever is, this is the law. This is the law. Whatever you feed on with your eyes and your ears gets down in your heart. And whatever gets down in your spirit, in your heart, it'll come out your mouth. And whatever comes out your mouth, Jesus said, you can have it. Not that you have a choice. You could say, you will have it. You will have what you say. So as I was listening to that tape that day, I thought, okay, this is it. I can see it. I can see it. In consistency lies the power. What I say consistently with my mouth is what comes into my life. Inconsistency lies the power. In other words, you can't just say, I'm healed 3 or 4 times and then say, tell everybody you see I'm sick and expect to. You have not engaged in faith. Let me just say that when you do that. But anybody can do this. God's very fair. He gives us, He tells us what to do, how to do, and if we'll do what He says, we'll get the result that He says. And everybody can do it if you will do it. Just feed on the Word, get it in your eyes and ears, get it in your heart, say that, and don't say anything that's contrary to the Word of God or anything that's contrary to what you want to come to pass. Amen. Glory to God.
I remember when I first held my son. It was in that moment that I realized how much God loves me. I would do anything for my children. I want the best for them.
God, our Heavenly Father, desires for us to live victoriously. He wants us to succeed and be on top in every area of our lives. He has promised you the best, but living in the best doesn't just happen. You must receive it by faith. How to Live in God's Best, a teaching series by Gloria Copeland, will give you the foundation to live a life of faith. Learn the importance of God's Word and how to use it so that you might live in God's best. Learn where faith comes from and how you get it. How to recognize and resist Satan's deceptions. What happens when you speak in faith and what happens when you don't. You are a child of God, and being able to live in His best is promised to you. Decide today to live in God's best. To order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, How to Live in God's Best, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $18. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of How to Live in God's Best and learn to speak and act on God's Word in faith.
Ken and I are still learning how to live in God's best every day. We grow every day in the Word of God. But we can share with you the things that we've learned over these 40 plus years about the blessing of the Lord. And this six CD series, How to Live in God's Best, is a teaching that I did on the things that we've learned from the Word, and we want to share them with you. It's a foundational message to living a life of faith. With faith, all things are possible. All things are possible, the Bible says, to him that believeth. It's a great series to help get you going, and it's good to order for people that you want to get going. So order yours today. Take advantage of it. You know, you can learn things that it took us a long time to learn, but because of modern technology, because of books and CDs and the television broadcasts and all these things going for us, the internet, we can learn quickly and we can stay with it. We don't have to slow down. All this week, we're continuing to preach and minister on Engage, Implement, and Press. If you missed any of last week's broadcast, go to kcm.org and watch the webcast. Faith works by love. What you do depends on how you come out. Your outcome depends on what you do. It's up to you to act on the Word of God. I'm going to pray for you. Now, you receive today. Father, I lift up every person. I rebuke sickness and disease off of you. I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. Now, if you had anything in your life, any symptom of sickness and disease, you act on this word and you receive. You say, I receive my healing in Jesus' name and I'll never go back on it. This summer, Ken and I invite you to come to the conventions. We have two conventions, the West Coast Believers Convention, June the 29th through July the 4th in Long Beach, California. We have services for super kids ages 6 to 12. You and your children will not be the same after this meeting. We don't just babysit. They teach those children how to walk by faith and how to receive. For more information, go to our website at kcm.org. We're expecting the momentum of the Holy Spirit to build each meeting we have this year for increase, increase, increase. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Days of Refreshing, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.